Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Kira Dent, temporary recreation staff, Kevin Knox, Parks and Recreation Manager, and Ellie Campbell, Recreation Activities Specialist. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks, Brooke.
Good morning.
Great to have a nice full studio and to talk about summertime stuff and recreation. It feels like the weather needs to catch up with the season. This maybe will help us feel a little more summer vibes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, because the first thing we're going to talk about, I mean, there's a lot going on this summer with parks and recreation, a lot of things for people to get involved in. And one of the things is summer camp. And I want to turn to you, to Kira, to ask a little bit about summer camp.
Yeah, we're really excited for summer camp. Starts this coming Monday, June 9th. We have 3 weeks of camp in June, 3 weeks in July, and we'll have 30 kids with us every week for summer camp. We're going to do a little bit of everything, play some games and some sports, maybe some roller skating, art projects, STEM activities like making slime. We got some fun field trips planned as well. So yeah, a little bit of everything happening at camp. We have all of our camp counselors in the office this week doing some orientation and training. And yeah, just really getting excited for this summer of fun.
And who is this for? What age group are we looking at? Who gets to come?
Yeah, so it's for rising first through sixth graders, so ages 6 to 12. And we have 30 kids total each week, and they'll be split up into three groups, so about groups of 10.
Okay, nice. And I think you said it's in the afternoons starting on Monday. It'll be from 1 to 4, so a nice chunk of time in the later part of the day.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so camp activities will run from 1 to 4, and then we also offer extended care to extend the day to be noon to 4:30, just to allow, you know, some wiggle room if, you know, adults need a little extra time for pickup or drop off.
Very cool. Okay. So if people are listening and are curious either about that wiggle room or just this camp in general, where should they go to get more information or to connect?
Yeah, you can find more information on our website, recreation.cityofsitka.com, or you can call our office at 907-747-4031.
And I guess if we should caution folks that it's a wait list at this point. The camps are full.
We have more on the wait list than we do actually in camp, yeah.
Right.
And that's a staff issue. We just didn't have enough staff to be able to really open it up to a lot more kids.
But if you're in the camp and you want to talk about maybe those extended hours or whatever, this would be a way to connect with you and
absolutely
talk about that. Okay, great. Well, let's move on to some of the other things going on. A popular one usually every year is gymnastics. Ellie, tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got plenty of opportunities for folks who maybe aren't signed up for Parks and Recreation programs so far this year, including our super popular Tongass Tumblers gymnastics class. It's taught by Trish Bessert. We're really lucky to have her on. She's such an amazing coach. And we're offering gymnastics classes for kids starting at 18 months old, all the way up to like key age kiddos, so 10, 11. Plenty of spaces still available for that, and all of that can be found online at recreation.cityofsitka.com. Folks are also welcome to shoot us an email or contact us at recreation@cityofsitka.org or at 907-747-4031. All of those classes are super awesome, really good to have these have kids like have some body awareness and learn how to do cartwheels. It touches on like all kinds of different aspects of all kinds of different skills that are applicable to like all kinds of everyday life.
That actually ties in nicely to another well, let's see, what is it, event group that's new this summer. And I think, yeah, it's about body awareness and that's the Neurodiverse Activities Group. I want to ask Kevin, you a little bit about what is that?
Yeah, we're really excited to be partnering with the Mountainside Rehabilitation Services with SEARCH. They are partnering with us to bring over some OTs, some occupational therapists to work with us and offering this group to neurodiverse or a group for kids that see the world and experience the world in a different way than most of the rest of us. Those kids that maybe have ADHD or OCD many times are on the autism spectrum. The group is not limited to anyone that doesn't have a diagnosis or has a diagnosis. It's open to anybody that, you know, any parent or child that might want to just, you know, check out the service that and the experience. and how that might benefit them with, you know, being able to refine gross or fine motor skills. You know, need a little bit of different social interaction, lower stimulation, or, you know, just a smaller group size for doing an activity group.
Which, the way you're talking about it, it sounds very interesting. And also, what an opportunity, because this is a little bit of, there will be a chance for the participants to be one-on-one with occupational therapists.
Yes.
To understand some of the difference is in our brain and how you can have different skills to kind of accommodate how your brain works. So even if you aren't sure if your child has a diagnosed difference, this might be a chance to get more information or give them skills.
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah, like I said, we're really excited to be partnering with Mountainside on this. It's an excellent opportunity. Movement like this is a really great way to kind of break some kids out of their shell. It's really fun to see. And we're also working with Mountainside 2 to bring Bridget Hitchcock to our senior center, which is really fun this summer. So working with seniors and doing some strength and movement classes too.
Oh, I want to talk more about that. But before we dive into that a little bit more, I just want to give listeners a sense of this neurodiverse activities group is open to parents who think it might be beneficial to their kids. But what age range are you looking at, and what time frame?
Between 3 and 8. It's on Mondays between 10 and 12. They're 45-minute sessions. We have, and like we said before, it's a small group, so there's a few spots left in a few of the sessions. So again, looking at our calendar and program slots on recreation.cityofsitka.com. You can see if we have stuff there or give us a call and we can help people out.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's talk about what's happening at the Senior Center with Bridget Hitchcock. Oh. What's going on there?
Oh, well, so Dorothy Orbison has her movement groups on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And usually during the summertime, Dorothy takes a little time off. For this summer, Bridget is going to step in at that 2 o'clock slot to do the movement and strength group. So we're super excited to have Bridget join us for the summer and work with our senior group that is very popular and very excited to have somebody there with them for the summer.
Now they don't have to take the summer break.
Excellent. Yeah, or a lot of times they just do things by video.
Okay.
And having somebody there in person is so much better, of course, than video.
And a physical therapist.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What an asset.
And a fabulous physical therapist.
That's right.
So many people love Bridget.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to touch on the pool. That's a big topic in the summer times. What's going on with the pool right now?
So the pool's closed right now. the pool's closed until about the end of this month. We're hoping.
Fingers crossed,
you know, alternative dates. But the pool's closed for some long overdue maintenance. We're really excited to get it spruced up for the rest of the summer. And then after the pool's back open, hopefully at the end of this month, early next month, we'll have group swim lessons available again with our aquatics manager, Rachel Fox. We're really lucky to have her and her aquatics team. We're offering swim lessons for kids aged 3 years old the whole way up to like 13. It's all based on skill level. So like if you have like a youth in your life that you want to build like better swim skills, like with everybody being out on the boat this summer and like being out in the ocean, like it's wicked important. And we still have plenty of openings available there.
And that will start not until July, most likely.
Yeah, July is the lessons. Hopefully we'll be open before that to be able to, you know, offer our open and lap swims and get our aqua aerobics and aqua Zumba going back again, too.
Great. So there'll be plenty happening at the pool, even if you aren't doing the swim lessons.
Yeah.
But it is 2 weeks in July, and it looks like Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Yeah, and probably it will extend out into August as well with some lessons, private lessons, and maybe some group lessons as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. So there's even more that people can find out about. And
always more at Parks and Rec.
So tell us the website one more time. Where should people go for that?
Recreation.cityofsitka.com.
And if they want to call this lovely trio of...
Oh, yeah. We're great on the phone. We're so fun.
Who should, or what number should they call?
It's 907-747-4031. I will caution you, don't call right now because all of us are here right now.
Okay, great. Well, I have been speaking with Ellie Campbell, Recreation Activities Specialist, Kevin Knox, Parks and Recreation Manager, and Kiara Dent, Temporary Recreation Staff. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.